she for you. That's what I like. That's what I like.
I'm so into you. I can barely breathe.
You can let us know what you're into. We want to hear from you. 317-239-1009. On Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show. Can I go first? Can I share what I'm into? Okay, I am into the show. It is called Manifest. Have you heard it? Have you seen it?
I have not. What's it on?
Well, check it out. I believe it's on NBC.
Montego Air 828
to JFK.
Flight 828. That's not possible. Can you repeat your call sign?
After the plane left Jamaica, where did you land?
We never landed anywhere until we landed right here.
It makes no sense.
Tell me what really happened.
Insurance never detected a thing.
What exactly is the problem?
You've all been missing, presumed dead, for 5.5 years.
It kind of reminds me of like Malaysian Air Flight or one of these missing planes.
That's what I thought it was about.
Or like Amelia Earhart or something like back in the day. But Alex, it's been 5.5 years. Like in our modern day, we're still here. But the people that came back from Jamaica to America on this plane, they feel like they just landed. Like it was a regular flight. But they've been missing for 5.5 years. And the weird thing is, like, I'm not going to give away the whole plot of the show that you can watch. It's like 2 or 3 episodes in. But there were twins. One of the girl, she actually went back home to America. And the other one stayed there. Well, everybody that was on the plane didn't age. They're the same, like the exact same day. But the girl who was like 10, she's now 15.
Oh my gosh.
Like a young teenager, and she got her twin brother who's like a little kid.
Wow.
And there's a lot more plots to it. But
and this is on live TV on NBC.
Yeah, NBC, yep.
Okay.
I believe it's Tuesday nights. I'm sorry I don't have all the information. We'll link it up and put it up there. You could swipe up on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram story. But I'm liking that. That is called Manifest right there. Alex, what do you got this week?
I am loving this new Halsey song that she came out with last week. It's brand new. It's called Without Me.
Tell me how you feel sitting up there, feeling so high, but too far away to hold me. You know I'm the one who put you up there. Name in the sky, does it ever get lonely? Thinking you could live without me. Thinking you could live without me. Maybe I'm the one who put you up there. I don't know why. Thinking you could live without me.
Oh, I like that. That's really good.
It's a good one.
All right, Live the Web Girl, what do you got this week? What are you into?
I'm really into these new boots that I recently just got from Target. They're super, super cute for fall. They're just like some cute booties, and I can wear them with like a dress or like to go out to dress it up, or even just like jean shorts and a t-shirt to keep it casual but cute. So yeah, I'm super into them. They're super cute, and they're just super perfect in neutral for fall.
Where can people see them if they want to get them?
You can go on to our Instagram story at Joe and Alex Show and just swipe up, and I put that exact link to just buy them right there.
Samantha, you're on the north side. What are you into?
I'm really into playing trivia recently.
Uh-oh. Ooh. My wife loves trivia. I'm worried about this.
There's this new, they're relatively new. They're about a year old kind of mom and pop trivia company in Indianapolis called Wiz Trivia, and they keep coming up with new themes. So they have Harry Potter night, Disney night, Game of Thrones. They're working on Marvel right now, which I'm super excited about.
Cool.
But it's a lot of fun.
So which bars or restaurants do the trivia?
So they have them at like all the Stacked Pickle locations, downtown, the Carmel 96th Street, but they also do downtown Claddagh and 96th Street Claddagh.
Awesome. Yeah, that's like every single area of Indy represented. So perfect if you're into trivia. Yeah. That's easy to find. Thank you.
Thank you, Samantha. Let's talk to Kara. You're in Glendale. What are you into right now?
I am into anime. I love anime. I love Japanese culture. I love Korean culture. It's a really big thing for me right now. Me and my husband, we binge watch it at night. It's our little thing that we like to do. Just like to name a few, like Sailor Moon and Dragon Ball Z and Yu Yu Hakusho. It's a cool thing. It's a cool thing for me. I learn a lot, and I'm starting to, you know, be able to say a few things on my own because I watch it so much.
I was just going to ask, can you speak any Japanese or Korean
swears,
or anything?
Though? What if she swears? I don't want her to swear. Please, please, please. Let's just say she can and we don't know.
Don't swear, but talk to us.
Say, this is my favorite thing I love to say. I say it to my kids all the time when they do something crazy. Nani, nani akure.
What is that?
Look at me. It means what the heck.
That's great.
My little bro, Michael, you like the big brothers, big sisters? He sent me a photo last night, like a picture that he drew, and it was like an anime. I guess he's really into it, too. I like drawing that. So
well, now you can say what the heck to him. And what language was that?
That's Japanese.
And say it one more time.
Nani akure.
All right. Well, hey, this is for you.
Pokemon music.
Like when you and your guy are getting intimate, is this a song you kind of enjoy in the background?
What? No.
Oh, it's okay. You can admit it, you know. Gotta catch them all.
Joe's just being embarrassing.
That's so all right. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. You know they totally get it on with this.
So weird.
I know. Hey, to each their own. That's cool, though. We like to hear your stuff like that. Let's talk to Lisa on the north side. Hey, Lisa, I think I should turn off the Pokemon music for you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
No problem. What do you got?
I get enough of that from my six-year-old.
Okay. What are you into, Lisa?
I am loving the Enneagram test. It's a personality type test, and there's 9 different types.
Interesting. I love personality quizzes, so I'm definitely going to try that.
Yeah, it's really fun to go down the rabbit hole.
Cool, thank you.
All right, cool. Runs you taking like a BuzzFeed quiz. Like, what am I? There's so many things to determine it. We'll do one more. Emily in Greenwood. All right, finally, somebody that I can get down with. What are you into?
I'm into couponing.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, Alex is such a hater.
It's just, I don't like, you know what? What it is I'm super lazy. I hate taking the time to do stuff
like
that.
But don't you like money?
I do, but not that much, I guess.
Well, honestly, I go into like phases because I'm lazy too. I get on a kick where I'll coupon for a while and then I won't. And then I'll regret not doing it for a while because you spend a whole bunch of money, you know, you could be saving.
Right. So what are your favorite places to get coupons? Like, is it online or newspapers or what?
I'm kind of old fashioned and I go with the newspaper. But of course you can get them online and you can stack them and stuff. But my favorite place to go to coupon is CVS.
And how much money have you saved, if you had to guess, just by couponing?
I think it was last year. It'll tell you on your savings on my CVS receipt, and it was over $700.
Wow. Dang. Good job.
That's a lot of money.
There you go. You're a true inspiration. Thanks for sharing.
That's like Liv's bar tab in 1 month. I mean, that's impressive right there. Joe and Alex show on Twitter. Send us a tweet and let us know what you're into if you couldn't get through this morning on the phone.